Buchen called Kol HaMitzvos Oer Echad Godel. I think after going through it several times, since it's on Parshas Behar, I think it's connected to that first Rashi, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel HaSinai. Why does the Rashi asks, why does the Torah say Behar Sinai, and then it goes into the mitzvah Shmita? Why the mitzvah Shmita? Says Rashi, Madoch by Shmita, Klolois, and Dikdukim, and Pratim all said, Af Kol HaTorah Kula is also from Sinai. But what's the kasha here in Rashi? Why just the one mitzvah? From the one mitzvah, you learn all the mitzvahs. That's the deal we're making in Rashi. That just like all the details are given in Behar, because they were from Sinai, says Rashi, is Kol HaMitzvos Dekacha. So Shmita is a representative of all other mitzvahs. That's the point that Rashi is making. Now take a look at Rabbi Yochum, because I think there's a connection here. Kosav Rabbeinu Yoina, the Perush. Rabbeinu Yoina says in the Gemara in Brachos, Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfilosai Elokei Avraham BeEzroi. So a remarkable halacha here, Gemara in Brachos. If a person has a fixed place for davening, then they say after him as a hesped, Elokei Avraham BeEzroi, the God of Abraham will be his help. A onov, a chosid, what an onov he was, what a chosid, mitamido shem Avraham Avinu. That's the hesped that we say about him. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down on the riff, v'yesh makshim, v'chi mipnei kviyas hamokam bilvad. Are you trying to tell me that all he did really was he made a fixed place, and for that mesapim acha mitosa sheva godel kazeh, you give such a beautiful hesped just because he made a fixed place? V'yesh leimah, as Rabbeinu Yonah answers as follows. There are several answers. This is one of the answers of Rabbeinu Yonah. Shaloi oma ba'avu kviyas mokum bilvad. No. It's not just talking about the fact that he had bought a seat in shul. It doesn't mean that. It's not just because of that. It's not just because of the kviyas mokum. It's much more than that. Eloroitza loima. Shekol kach medak beik bitfilosai. Because he's so careful and so cautious about his tefillah, he doesn't go here, there, and everywhere. Shegam bozehu nizhar. He wants his tefillah to be in a special place, meaning the kavush called kachu oihev tefillah. No, it's something much more than that. Because he has ava for tefillah, vaday midas anova yeshbai. You must say that this man who doesn't just go here, there, and everywhere doesn't regard tefillah as hefkeus, but he has a fixed place. He has such a devotion for tefillah that you must say that he's an onov. Because he wants to have a proper fixed place, because he wants his prayer to be mekubal lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki inyan shenema zivcha lekimuach nishpora shim lo yihye lo hanova lo yucha la'olam nispala b'kavono. In other words, he would never be able to daven b'kavono if he wouldn't have anova, and therefore it's because of that his tefillah is mekabel. Now jump more. The kaven shezoka la nova. Here's a progression. So now we move on. Once he has the koyach of anova, he now has the midah of chasidus. Shehi gadola yoseh, even greater. What have you done here? You moved along. From a kviyas mokom comes anova. From anova comes chasidus. And it, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's a natural progression. It moves on from one to another. Sha'achas goyremes lechaverto. But one brings along the other. Rabbeinu Yonah is making a klal here. Kedom winon anova mevi adilei chasidus. That's a loshon in the Braisa, but Besinas Yishorim. One brings another, anova brings chasidus. Nimsa. Shebavu dikduk hatfilo. Because of the care taken in prayer, that person is zoiche to other milas. And that's why we give this hesped when he dies, because we're sure that this man has gone further, because he's so careful about tefillah. It must be anov, and because of the anov, it must be that he has chasidus. Rabbi Yochum here is training us here. Have a look at Rabbeinu Yonah here. In other words, you're learning here progression. Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us.
Hine ha'oyhe besatfila umedagdig bitfilasai.
He wants to make it special. He wants to make it something not just like, you know, you sit on a bus, maybe here, maybe there. You sit at in a room, maybe here, maybe there. No, not with tefillah. Tefillah is so important that you want to make it a fixed place, and it's important to you. So he is ohev tefillah. So that's anova, because you want to make it special. You want to have anova in front of it, and that being chasidus. And there's a progression here. Onu vadoim, we are sure. Ki hu gam anov v'gam chosid. Ad kedei kach ad she'onu oimim oisam malo she'niftam ben. And therefore you can say this beautiful hesped. Each one is an individual mailer, but it's a progression which has followed on from this Gvias Mokum. By the way, I wrote in the Sefer that what is the mailer of Gvias Mokum in Tefillah? What is the mailer? The mailer is this, I think, that if you are in a different place every time, in your subconscious you're looking to say, you know, there's a chair over here, there's a light there. You're not familiar with the surroundings. The light is coming in here, there's a bookcase over there. You know, the surroundings affect you. But it's not like that if you have a Kriyas Mokum. If you have a Kriyas, psychologically, the surroundings are completely familiar. You don't need to look at the chair. You don't look at the light. You don't need to look around at the picture, because everything by you is there, because you know in your subconscious is there. And that, I believe, is a psychological advantage. You're totally not distracted. You're not distracted at all, because you know the surrounding. This person is here, he's always there. That person is always there. Because if there's a Kriyas Mokum, everything is there, and you can concentrate straight away, immediately on the prayer. But it's not like that if it's unfamiliar. That's the point. Ki tefillah mala achas. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying that. I just wanted to add that in, because I think that's a psychological point behind it. But the point Rabbi Yochanan is making from Rabbeinu Yonah is that the tefillah is one maila, anov is maila acheres, chasidus is another maila, ela shekeven she'inyan echod koilel es kulon. Here we go. And the rule of Rabbi Yochanan is that one includes many aspects, many features. Ki l'shleimus ha'tefillah zukukin anova, v'anova harei mesugulosa ki meveretei chasidus. Ki al kein, we can make a definite assumption. Onu bechazoka ki ha'oyhebu medakdik betfila yigmar ha'inyan al kaloisai. He will take it all the way. He will not leave it at that. He'll go further, because the prayer is important to him. He'll move on with that to anova, to chasidus, and we can be sure that when he dies, that man was a chasid. We can say that hesped about him. It's a remarkable Rabbeinu Yonah. Im kol protel ugomeho, with all the details behind it. Ki achas hein, it's all one progression. Kein teva ha'odom. Now, this is the way man is. Hamaschil badovo lo yanuach ad goimoy. When you start something, you won't leave it half done. You finish it. You complete a mission. You don't leave it half done. You go all the way with something. Ludugma, he gives a beautiful example. Supposing you make for yourself a keli. You make like a potter. So you make a little kli in order to drink from it. Of course you can drink from it without a handle. You don't have to have a handle on it. And also without smoothing it off or shining it. Even a little boy, he makes for himself something. He'll finish it. Im kol tzrochov uprochov, he wants to finish it with all the details, because it's something he made. So you have a sipuk in completion, in shleimus. It's a natural feature of something. You wash your car, so you don't leave one side dirty, because then you clean the whole thing. You lay the table, you know, like sometimes my children when they're little, when they're big as well, you got to lay the table for Shabbos, you know, in the Shabbos. Beautiful to see, you know, every napkin has to be put in its right place, every fork in the right place. Not half done, the whole thing done. It's a natural to do something b'shleimus. You want to do it completely. You don't want to do it halfway. You finish it. Kacha hu teva ha'odom. That's the teva. Acharei she'i efshar litfila she'tei nigmes b'lilti ma'amal shalanova chasidus. If you took prayer seriously, it won't be left
by itself, but it moves on from Anova to Chasidus. Ki alkein onu bechazoko vadai. Sheyasik shleimus, it means. We're sure that person has reached the shleimus. That's the way you are. If you care about it, if you're just going to shul because it's a social, or because you've got nothing else to do, or because everyone else does it, whatever, so there's no shleimus avoid in it. But if you're going to daven, and you do have a fixed place, and you make it important to yourself, so we can assume all the other points follow on. He's going to build this up now. He brings an example. If you start a mitzvah and you don't finish it, he buries his wife and his children. Yehuda said, why should we kill our brother? Why the point in killing him? What he should have done, once he said that, is lifted Yosef up on his shoulder and taken him back to his father. So how come he buried his wife and his children? There were two separate acts which Yehuda should have been involved in. To save Yosef on the bar, that's only one aspect of saving Yosef. And bring him back home. Just taking him out of the bar. Halo omlam hitchil begam gomra. No, but havo el oviv v'halo izois kva mitzvah acheres. It's a different mitzvah. Lama korina lav hitchil be mitzvah v'lo gomra. Elo, why are you telling me it's a mitzvah which wasn't completed? Elo muchach mikan, you must say, ki ein geder shel gemar v'ashlamas oisa hapula bilvad. Elo begemar kol ha'inyan ad soifoi. I think we can add on that as well, the idea of sipuk as well. Personal satisfaction comes from completing it all the way. So just taking Yosef out of the bowl, that's one act, but it wasn't safe. You know, it was to take him all the way and complete it, and you also get sipuk from that. But that's shleimus in the act. The point Rabbi Yochum is saying is, from the shleimus comes the whole maila, to try and do something whole, not half. But tefillah is an example. Saving Yosef was another example. And then he goes on. So this next bit is a little bit complicated. I hope and I can explain it to you from the Maharal. We find in the Derech HaChaim of the Maharal Mipag on the Mishnah, Benazai Oimer, Hevirotz le mitzvah kala uborech min aveiro. Run to do a mitzvah and run away from an aveiro. Why? Mitzvah gerez mitzvah aveiro gerez aveiro. One leads on to another. Shescha mitzvah mitzvah, scha aveiro aveiro. One leads on to another. Whether it's good or bad, you get pulled in. Now this is what the Maharal said. This is the perush of the Maharal. Ki hamitzvos shehem taryag, all the mitzvos kulam heim dover echod. All the mitzvos together are really one unit. One unit. V'yesh lefarish kach mashaoma hakosuv ki ne mitzvah v'toyra'o. Look carefully what he says here. He has a unique way of explaining it. Ner mitzvah, a mitzvah is a ner, but Torah is an or. Koloma, al tachshoiv. I'll take it slowly. Don't think ki ha mitzvah achas hi ner echod. Don't think that the one mitzvah is a ner. V'hab Torah shi koleles kol tayag mitzvahs heim neros halber. And therefore you have 613 lights. Avol ena dobakach. No, it's not like that. Don't think that there are 613 lights. One mitzvah, and therefore Torah is or, including all the lights. No. Ki ha-mitzvah hi ner echod. Avol ein ha-Torah shebo kol taryag mitzvahs neros haber mechulokos. But all the Torah in the mitzvah is not made up of individual lights. She kol ner ner la'atzmai. It's not like that. Avol ha-Torah sheyesh bo kol ha-mitzvahs hi or echod. All the mitzvahs which are inside that ner, that mitzvah, is one Torah. Shehishabru ha-neirois benasu or echod godol. Shehatoir hi achas. He means like this. When you do one mitzvah, so included in it, there's a ner of the mitzvah, but there's all the Torah in that one mitzvah. It's not individual, but there's an all godol of all the Torah in the mitzvahs. We'll explain in a minute. Hinei ki omlam kol ha mitzvah mitzvah latzma hinei miyuchad. But each mitzvah is a ner by itself. Ele shekulam hatayag mitzvos biyachad heim dover echad. That's one al yedei haTorah. Torah unites them all. Shehi koleles kol tayag mitzvos. VaHaTorah hi achas, and the Torah is one. Or echad shehi schabu haneiros venasu or echad gadol. So you have one light from all the mitzvahs inside the Torah. SheHaTorah hi achas. ומפרש בהוינך כי זה שאום אשר מצווה גוררס מצווה כלומר שעשיית המצווה אחת you did one mitzvah is התחולה for another mitzvah. Why? שכל המצוות הם דבר אחד, because each mitzvah is a unit and therefore it takes you on to the next one, because all the Torah is all one unit. ולפיכך מצווה אחת גוררס אחרת, כי כל דבר שהוא אחד אינו נחלק כלל, because if you have one unit of Torah, all the mitzvahs which are in the Torah are one unit. So you do one mitzvah, you're pulled into other mitzvahs automatically, because the or of the Torah is in every mitzvah. V'kashehu oisa mitzvah achas shehu chetzi dovo, ha-mitzvah azos goreus acheres, another one, ashe yaseh kol ha-mitzvah, shehim dovo echot. Shekein mida acheres, ki kashehitcha b'mitzvah roi sheyushlam ha-dovo. It becomes completed. Ki ha-dovo shehu echot eino nechlek v'ak yushlam. I'll explain to you in this way. I think the way to explain it is a little bit like Rabbi Gedalia Shor. He explains a few times in all Gedalia. He says, you know, in the Nusach sometimes we say l'shem yichud v'tariyag mitzvos asher bo. You say like l'shem yichud hineni muchon amazum l'kai mitzvah l'kai mitzvah v'hatariyag mitzvos sheyesh bo. So he explains, take the mitzvah shmitah. The mitzvah shmitah is by itself exclusive. It's just Shemitah. What's the mitzvah? Bitochen. Person leaves his field. He doesn't do anything with his field. All he does is he leaves everything go. And that's enormous bitochen. It could be for 2 years, 3 years, if it's Yovel. Now, that element of bitochen, of Shemitah, is in every mitzvah. Is in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah carries that unit of bitochen of Shemitah. That's part of the or. So the tariyak mitzvahs asher yesh bo, meaning that in the mitzvah of Shemitah, that goes into all other mitzvahs as well. So the or of Torah is part of Shemitah and every other mitzvah. Take another mitzvah, Porah Aduma. Mitzvah Porah Aduma is kuloi be'emunah, be'chok. You don't, there's no time for it, there's no reason for it. Every mitzvah carries in it a chelek of Parah Aduma, because the emunah that the mitzvah is a chok from a Kodesh Baruch Hu without knowing the reason for it is embedded in every other mitzvah. Where do we learn it from? He gives an example. For example, ushmartem es ha-matzos, al tikve matzos ela ha-mitzvos. So mitzvah of matzah refers to all the mitzvahs. No, all the mitzvahs have in it a shmirah, like your shomer on the matzah. So every mitzvah has also a shmirah to it. Shmirah says our mitzvahs. So every aspect of the mitzvah is from all the Torah, and all the Torah contains, it goes into that one mitzvah. So when you do one mitzvah, you're part of a whole cake, not just the one mitzvah, but all mitzvahs are infused with that element of the mitzvah, and therefore you're pulling out the whole or of Torah. And that ruach which you get from doing a mitzvah goes into every other mitzvah which we'll do. And that's the ruach which you get from doing one mitzvah. We can explain it another way. The Gaon says in Mishlei, the meaning of mitzvah goreres mitzvah is not a schar. Nothing to do with a schar. It's a natural outcome. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, you know, in psychology they have this concept of Pavlov's dog, is it? That if you do something, you'll do it again. Why does he do it again? Because he did it the first time. Once you do something once, you don't want to do it again. What is that? Psychologists call it, whatever they call it, getting adjusted to something. In Torah it means the ruach. The ruach is motivation. Once you do something, it works with an aveira and it works with a mitzvah. The Gaon says in Mishlei, Perek Aleph Pasuk Kof Gimel, the Gaon says that mitzvah goreis mitzvah, meaning supposing a person learns one daf of Gemara, what's the natural impulse? To learn another daf. Same thing. And the Gaon actually says there, he says that what's the biggest mitzvah of all mitzvah? Limud Torah. And what's the worst mitzvah? Which worst aveva? Which pulls you into all other? Leitzonus. One act of leitzonus brings another and another and another, and you become completely, completely involved in it. It's the ruach. The ruach inside a person doing one act pulls you in. But that's the idea of the or. The or of all the Torah goes into every mitzvah, so you get pulled in because of the... Let's translate or. Enlightenment. Insight. Involvement. Once you're involved in one mitzvah, so the ruach, which you get, feeds you to do more. By the way, the Gaon asks a wonderful kasha. Lo aleinu chas v'shonu. If a person does 1,000 aveiros, how do you ever get out of it? The ruach is enormous. You'll never pull yourself out of it. A person does 1,000 aveiros, how do you become a Baal Teshuva? No way of getting out of it, because you have the momentum behind you, with 1,000 aveiros behind you, which are pulling you. So the Gaon says, no, mida tova is maruba mi mida roa. Thank goodness. And therefore, if you have done 1,000 aveiros, la aleinu, but a person learns one daf of Gemara, the magnetic pull of the one daf of Gemara is enough to pull you in, even though there was 1,000 aveiros behind you. I remember I used to be a neighbor to Rabbi Zoa in Sorotskin, so I remember I once asked him to be Makarev somebody. So he said, there's only the best Mikiruv of all is learning a Daf Gemara. Learn Gemara, because that pulls you in. The Kedusha, the Ruach of Torah, is the biggest pull of all is to sit down and learn a piece of Gemara. Because that pulls you in. What is it? It's the Ruach. What's the Ruach? The awe of Torah. The enlightenment that you get from the whole. That's what the Maharal is saying here. The one mitzvah has in it the awe of all the mitzvahs. So it's not that there are many 613 lights. No. The one mitzvah is part of a whole awe. And that whole awe, if you go according to Reb Gedalia Shor, Zechazag Bivrocha, so he means that the awe of that mitzvah is infused from all other mitzvahs as well. And that's the awe. There's the Shemitah, there's matzahs, there's paraduma, there's tefillin. They all have a part in the or of Torah. So that's why all the mitzvahs are connected. If you go into the Gaon, the meaning of mitzvah goyreis mitzvah means that the ruach that you get pumps you more and more into the or of Kedusha. From one, because that's the way the ruach works. I'm just giving you two ways of looking at it. The or, and that's the way a person is, the ruach. I remember Rav Brevda Zecher Tzadik Livracha once brought down a Maisa at the altar from Kelm that he saw in a child who was born. When the child in the crib, he noticed that the child was mean. Whatever that means, in a newborn child, he felt that the child has a certain mean streak. The altar from Kelm. What's mean? Not generous. Lo nodev. Kalai. Is it Kalai?
Kamtan.
He took the child every single day, put the child on his lap, and put into the child's lap, in hand, a coin, and put the coin into the pushkas of the child. Every day. Actions. Ruach. The children of Barry A. Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Shekulam Yebrim, I mean, one of them, Rabbi Yomim, once told me that Rabbi Aryeh would, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would send the children out every Friday with packages for chesed. You know, like go next door to the neighbor and take a cake or something, or take something. They always were sent out on missions to go and do chesed. Send a child out, you know, don't like lay the table. But go and do things. Get the child to do things. Give out food or give out something for tzedakah or something like that. Giving, the ruach motivates, the ruach pulls you in. And that's the awe. That's the awe which a person gets from one act, pulls you in to many. According to the Gaon, it's the ruach. According to the Rebbe Gedalia, the way he looks at it is the inception, the infusion of every mitzvah inside the Torah. If you translate the awe of Torah, meaning the insight, the enlightenment, A person who has no Torah inside them has no insight to Kedusha, has no enlightenment of Tahara. He doesn't have that enlightenment. But someone who does mitzvahs, he's open to awe. What's the awe? The awe of Kedusha, the awe of Torah. That's what we're saying. That's the Shleimus here, what we're talking about. Let's go on. Zehu Gamkein Inyan Mashe Bochen Eliezer Le Rivka. And that's why Eliezer tested Rivka. She's got to do more than just give me a drink. She's going to have to say to the camels as well, it must be that she's a wife for Yitzchak. Bochan oisa, Eliezer was wise. He tested her lil ois im dalko ligmo maasecho. Beautiful deal, Rabbi Yeruchim. He didn't just say, will she give me a drink? She's going to have to say, I'll give the camels, because she wants to do a maisa b'shlemus. She wants to go further. Once I see that she's going to have to give more than just me, I'm going to ask for me, but she's going to have to say more, because I can see now that she goes all the way. The lady is a balas hashloma. Ki kamoshe gomeres maisa hatova. I can see that she goes all the way to finish an act of kindness. She's the right lady. Once she's finished something, the Chaim Vital brings down in the name of the Arizal, and Dafka he tested her the middle of Chesed, because that is the overriding trait of a woman. The main trait that a woman has to have is the Chesed, or the other middas, Emes and Shalom and Zrizus. But Chesed is the overriding trait that a woman has in her home, to care for people, look after the children. Once she has that trait, then that trait is a b'shlemus, because she's going to give the camels. He tested her. Ubaze gamke nucho lahavin yoise inyan sha'omu. He takes us further. Kol ha'oisek b'toyro bilvad doimek misha eino eloka. A person who only learns Torah, he's stimulated by the intellectual challenge of Torah. Ulech oiro haray omru. Just because he only learns Torah, he does got Eino Elaka. Why? What's wrong? Talmud Torah kene kulam. If a person just learns Torah, he doesn't do anything else. He just learns Torah. What's so wrong? What's so terrible? So he doesn't daven so nicely. Say that if he doesn't so good in Meisim Torah, he learns a lot of Torah. Isn't that wonderful? But no. Torah doesn't mean just learning Torah. Torah is a whole awe. It complements many other aspects. There's a whole gamut, there's a whole range of activity here. No, missing one is a balmum. Missing one thing. Another person, if he says, I love learning Torah, but you know, it's not so. Chesed is not my strong trait, and davening I'm really not too keen on, but learning. Zechaser, it's not enough. Ukeshe'en shleimus, chaser ha'ikar. It's a very, very stark thing to say, but if you're missing shleimus, you're missing, if I can say such thing, everything. Chaser ha'kol. He brings Rabbeinu Yonah in a beautiful dugma. In Shari Tshuva, Tam Shelo Nispayish B'Torah Matan Sro Shel Kol Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah answers, why doesn't the Torah tell us the reward for every mitzvah? Why aren't we told the reward for this mitzvah is 10 marks, this is 20 marks, this is 50 marks? Why aren't we told that? Kedei Shelo Yachdelu, so that a person will not stop Lekayim HaMitzvahs HaKalos, so the person won't leave the easy mitzvahs and only choose to do the difficult ones because the reward is greater. So if you're giving me a mitzvah, if you're told, you have in front of you five mitzvahs, three of them get 80 and two of them get only 50, so you'll go for those and you'll leave those. Umoshloi alzeh nizamoshl mi'inyan hamelech. The king said to the servants, I'd like you to make an orchard for me. Kol eitz nechmad. Every beautiful tree in the orchard. Don't worry, I'll pay you. I'll give a reward. He didn't tell the servants, Shamata Kolin, how much reward he'll give for each tree. He didn't tell them that. Ki chofetz hamelech, because what the king wants, asher lo yechsa kol padesa, he wants a complete orchard. And he wants an orchard with everything in it. Al kein yateihu rav minim nite ne'monim. What they will do is they will plant all species. He wants all, because he wants a complete orchard. He doesn't just want apples. Ve'ilu yodei avodas, and if the servants knew, schar netiyos kol eitz me'atzei hapades, if the servants knew that this tree is only 10, this is 20, this is 50, oz yitnu es kol amolom, they'll only do benatzei matov asher schom rav, min asher lahabeschar. To order to get more reward, well, we'll only go for the trees which give 50, we won't go for the trees which give 10. Kein inyan hamitzvos. It's a beautiful idea here. This is how one must look at the mitzvahs. Ki hoyel Hashem lezakos es Yisrael b'kiyum kol ha-mitzvahs lanhilam chaya olam. A person needs to do tariag mitzvahs. A person needs to be involved in all mitzvahs. V'lihiyos kol ha-mitzvahs yachdov levias chen l'roisham. That's a beautiful choice. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Levias chen, the chen is from the shleimus, from all the acts done, every act done, shleimus. Levias chen is the charm, the grace on a person's head. Ki behashlim chok melachtom, when you complete the work, tehi maskultam shleima me'imai, the reward is complete. When you did everything that Ribbono Shel Olam asked you to do, the big things and the small things. Kol ha-mitzvos yachdov mashlimim lepadus gadol echad. All the mitzvahs are one beautiful big orchard. Kol ha-mitzvos yachdov levias chen echad heim. And all the mitzvahs together give the chen on the person. Well, it's so true that. Well, you see a person who's mushlam in it. You see everything. The chen doesn't come from the great intellect in Torah. The chen doesn't come from just a person who does chesed. The chen is the whole attribute, the whole tribute, the whole thing together. U'b'choseh af mitzvah kala. And if you're missing one mitzvah, choser shleimus hapardes, the orchard is lacking. And now you begin to realize how important it is to do something b'shleimus. Sheshkula shleimus neged dvarim hachi gedolim. Shleimus is greater than anything else. The admiral, the Saba Mikelm. Yeah, there's a beautiful moshul. I looked it up. The Alter von Kelm gives a moshul. He says like this: supposing you have a very large piece of bread, white bread, beautifully cooked, baked, but it's a half a loaf of bread, but it's good well baked, and you have another little bulka which is whole, but it is made of wheat flour or bran or something. Which do you use for the bracha? The beautiful bread, which is only half a loaf, or the little bowl color, which is whole, the whole one? Why? Because it's shalei. Shleimus is more than the tasty big stuff. Shleimus is everything. I was thinking of a few mashalim, for example. Suppose you have a beautiful building built, magnificent building. Someone built himself a house. Garden is there. You know, the windows are in, everything is absolutely perfect. But it so happens that the builder forgot to put the electric plugs inside the wall. It's a beautiful, beautiful building, but it's impossible to make anything light there because he forgot to put all the electricity in. Would anybody buy it? It's a moom of the building. What's the point? They have to start installing electricity on the whole house. It's a beautiful building. The structure is beautiful. Just a little few things. It's a blemish. You're not interested in it. You take a person who has all the milers, but he has a moom. Actually, in the avodah of the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the whole tachlis of the Sanhedrin Agadola. Sanhedrin Agadola checked if there's any moom. A slight moom, it's no good. One moon, moon is out. A moon, a blemish is the person, the kohen.
The kohen.
The poraduma. You take one hair, two hairs. Sorry, two hairs. It's out. It's gone. Aye, but everything is tamum. Shleimus. One second. So Shleimus is the inyan here. Yehei Talmid Chacham Mole Toira. Very nice. Maybe he's a great Talmid Chacham. Umitzvos Kirimen Avolo Shalem. If he's not Shalem, Ukeneged Odom Nanas, like a little dwarf. Lai Mole Nafshei B'Toira. He never filled himself up with Torah. Gam b'mitzvos kalos. He's like a little dwarf. The Maisa, he's missing. Avol tomim hu b'maisa b'shalem. But if you have a person who's not a great Talmud Chacham, but what he does do is shleimus, is whole, it's done complete, hinehu hagodol vaday. That's the great person. The great person is when... like some of these great Beit Talmidei Chachomim, you see how they like talk to the man in the street or little kids or something. I always often think that that's the Lashon in the Hallel, HaMagbil Oshoves HaMashpili Lirois. So Magbil Oshoves is one thing, but Magbil Mashpili Lirois V'Hashamayim V'Or, it's to look around what's going on in the little people as well, not just the big things, the ivory towers. You have to be on the ground, the little things. That's the Shleimus is in the Avodah. Remember the Rebbe Alapian used to call the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, it's his son-in-law, Leib Gurovitz. He said that his son-in-law was a walking Mesilas Yeshayim. He was a towering, enormous Talmud Chacham, but he said he was a walking Mesilas Yeshayim. Kolamailas, it's the shleimus of the person. Who saw that shleimus? The ad gedei kach ki behepach. You're telling me. And I think, coming back to that's the first Rashi, when Rashi says this of Masinai Eitzel HaSinai, the one mitzvah is koilel the awe of all the mitzvahs. And that perhaps is what why Rabbi Yochanan brings this down here. From the one done, you're brought into all other mitzvahs, and that shleimus affects all your enlightenment and your awe in Torah. And it goes all the way through from just a fixed place in Tefillah comes Anova, from Anova comes Chassidus, and once you have that thread of looking for Shleimus to complete something, that's the little bolkala, which is really not very tasty, but it's whole as against a half a loaf of bread, which does, you don't make a bach when you make the bach on the Dovah HaSholein, it's a beautiful raya. That's the Maimah of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm just, can I just keep it for 2 minutes? I just